Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
You know, the United States of America was the greatest country before Trump, and it's the greatest country now, after Trump. The white supremacists want to go back. They want to go back to the days when it was legal to own slaves.
You are welcome every day, by the way. But you
I can't handle the truth. I can't handle the truth these days with all that's going on. Oh, I didn't know the internet could feel heat because I had the damnedest time trying to get my show started today. So I don't know if the intense heat that's going on in the United States of America right now is affecting the internet. I'd be interested to know that, because where is the internet? What's the temperature like near the internet? Anyway, everybody, welcome. A little late, but, you know, anyway, yeah, I guess I had the damnedest time trying to set the show up, you know. Shout out to my peoples on blogtalkradio.com, the RonKellyShow.com. They are all listening over there. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. And, of course, my people at my YouTube channel, it's a Facebook channel, and on Twitter as well. So we got all the bases covered today. It's July 21st already, 2022, and the beat just keeps going on. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope you're trying to stay cool out there. I know I definitely am. It's crazy. But you know, I tell you, I prefer it to the winter. I prefer it to the winter. How's my Blog Talk Radio people doing? How y'all doing? Blog Talk Radio, I had been off Blog Talk Radio since October of last year. And I just decided to go back because we need all the listeners we can get. So shout out to my people who are on, who are listening to the Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com. Welcome and thank you. So what kind of ghoulish, what kind of ghoulish, you know, person would force a 10-year-old girl to carry a baby to term? What kind of ghoulish monster would force a 10-year-old girl to carry a baby to term? What kind of fiend? But this even worse than the, you know, even worse than the rapist. Because you have a 10-year-old girl, and she has to... you have a 10-year-old girl, and she has to carry a baby. A 10-year-old rape victim. So you have a 10-year-old girl who was a rape victim. Now, you got the rape victim, you know, so the trauma of being raped, a 10-year-old girl. I mean, you can't even imagine the trauma and the what's going through her head. She's been raped. She's only 10 years old. And then to compound that by forcing her to carry a baby to term. It's just, you just have to be ghoulish. There's no other way to put this. And now the state of Indiana is chasing behind person. What happened was the state of Ohio, rather, because the girl had to be whisked away because Indiana doesn't allow abortions, even in the case of illness or harm being brought to the mother. Even that is not enough. Unbelievable. So what kind of monster, what kind of monster would force a 10-year-old girl to carry a baby to term? It's just unbelievable. Hello, Patricia Wilder. Good to see you. Good to hear from you. Shout out to all my people that are listening to the radio on blogtalkradio.com and also my YouTube channel, my Facebook page, and my Twitter channel. Everybody's here. The gang's all here. I guess people are in the house and they're trying to avoid going outside because just to walk down the street, it's quite a feat. So shout out to you, Patricia Wilder. Thank you for checking in with me here on the Ron Kelly Show. So I'm telling you, this is not going to end there. The repeal of Roe v. Wade is just the beginning, because Brown versus Board of Education might be in their sights. The gay marriage bill, all of the things that the LGBTQ community has progressed to over the last 3 years since the Obama years, they're probably going to lose all of that. They're probably going to lose all of that because Supreme Court Justice Thomas already mentioned the allowances that have been given to the LGBTQ community, and they're already talking about repealing it. So Justin B. And see, this is the plan all along. This is the Trump plan to nominate conservative justices to change the laws. This is the Trump plan. This is the Trump plan. So the stigma of Trump is still on this United States government. Okay, what happened to my boss? Yeah. So I don't know. But these things that were given to Trump, I mean, these allowances that were given, gay marriage and all the allowances that were given to the LGBTQ community, they're about to be snatched away. So you better prepare yourself. They're about to be snatched away. All right, everybody, it's about 20 minutes past the hour. I was running a little late because I couldn't get I was having trouble with the internet. Now I'm not really, is the internet connected to the heat wave? It's just unbelievable. You know, I got a lot to talk about today. We got to talk about Jalen Walker and the 46 shots. President Biden has COVID. Oh, my. Go Brandon, I guess. you can say. And I talked a little bit about the 10-year-old girl. I will close on that when I return in just a couple seconds. I just want to shout out to my Blog Talk Radio family, and we're getting ready to go to break, so please be aware of that. We're going to go to break at the same time. Blog Talk Radio and StreamYard. So it's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the ronkellyshow.com, and on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube.
This is. This guy has got to go. Trump has got to go.
George Floyd snuffed out by this police officer who's supposed to be serving and protecting people.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Yes, it is the Ron Kelly Show. We are back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the ronkellyshow.com, and on Facebook Live, Twitter Live, and YouTube Live as well. And live on your computer screen, I suppose, I imagine. Anyway, welcome back. It's July 21st already. We're like maybe 50, 60% through the summer already. The heat wave is upon us, and it is hot as hell. But I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining because I don't want to. You know, it's nice to be able to go outside without hearing the crunch of ice under your feet as you struggle to get to your vehicle and hope that it turns over once you get there. But welcome back, everybody. It's 21 minutes past the hour. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show. Shout out to my sponsor, one of my sponsors, Amacrin Port of Pure Transportation. I'll get... Talk about them in the next break. So, and somebody's texting me. So, Jaylen Walker is the young black man. Would have been 26 years old yesterday. Jaylen Walker, the young black man who, and you can see, I mentioned this brother in my piece, in the piece that just rolled for you. I mentioned George Floyd. And how many of you out there really actually know how many black men have been killed by the police since George Floyd's death? How many do you think? 10, 15, 20, 30? No. How many do you think? And you see, you know, and I am just totally, I mean, I know how we operate and I know how black folks operate. And I'm just like totally disheartened by the response or lack thereof of the African-American community when it comes to this young black brother who was 25 at the time, Jaylen Walker. The toxicology report showed he didn't have any drugs or alcohol in his system. They didn't find a gun on him. They found the gun in his car. It could have been a plant. But you see, when they tracked down the Tops supermarket shooter, killed 10 people. Now, when they tracked him down, they knew that he had killed 10 people. They knew he had killed 10 people. What happened? Take him into custody, no problem. Nicholas Cruz, the Parkland shooter who killed 20-something people, take him into custody, and then they knew that he had killed these people. Took him into custody, no problem. The Highland Park, Illinois shooter, little town outside of Chicago, the Highland Park, Illinois shooter who killed seven people, killed six right there, and one died the next day, I believe it was, or later on in the hospital, killed seven people, and they knew that he did it. They knew he was dead bang guilty, taken into custody with no problem. James Holmes, the Colorado theater shooter who killed massive amount of people, and when they approached him, they knew what he had done. They knew. Taken into custody with no problem. This black man, you see, black men getting pulled over for traffic violations, and who knows if there was a traffic violation or not. I really don't believe it. Who knows? But it's just unbelievable that, you know, they catch these mass murderers and they take him into custody without any problem. But then when it comes to the poor black man just trying to make it home or whatever, it's unbelievable. And, you know, and Jaylen Walker probably shouldn't have run. He shouldn't have run knowing that when black men run, they get killed. So he should have been aware of that. Okay. But to try to blame it on him, like many of the Republicans and the conservatives, white ones, I'm going to say it, are trying to blame Jaylen Walker. So Jaylen Walker was shot 46 times. 46 shots, Jaylen Walker. And now the president of the Fraternal Order of Police says Jaylen Walker wasn't just turned. And see, and this is what you do. This is an old Giuliani, you know, Rudy Giuliani. This is an old Rudy Giuliani tech, you know. Dirty the victim. Back in the day when Patrick Guzman was a motorist who tried to park. He was killed by an off-duty police officer who wanted that parking space, too. So that was an old, you know, Patrick Dorismond was the black man who was killed by an off-duty police officer during the Giuliani administration. So they're playing that card now. Now, Akron police officers, they say they spotted Jaylen Walker's car before the chase that ended in him being shot and killed by eight officers. Now, I just quoted you four mass murderers who did what they did, got away from the scene, were caught later on, and were brought into custody without any problems. And these are people who they knew killed somebody. Now, they didn't know what Jaylen Walker did. They didn't know if he did anything. They just saw a black man running, and they just opened up on him. And I've always been a police supporter, and I'm not saying that all cops are bad, but I do think that some police officers are just not equipped for the power, not equipped to handle the power that they have. They're just not equipped. Some police officers can't handle the power that they have, because it's a lot of power the police officers have. Now, Jaylen Walker was shot, they say, over 40 times, and he had very devastating injuries, according to the medical examiner, Dr. Lisa Kohler, in Suffolk County Medical Examiner. Says he had very devastating injuries that would cause death, including injuries to his heart, lungs, arteries. She tallied 41 entry wounds and 5 wounds from bullets that grazed him. He had 5 wounds in the back, but it's impossible to say whether those came as he ran away or turned as he was being shot. The medical examiner gave a summary of the reporter Walker's death at a news conference. The report was finalized on Thursday. Now, the preliminary report said that he was shot 60 times, 60 wounds. But the The Summit County director said it's possible that one bullet could cause several entrance rooms. And there were exit rooms, you see. And if you come here, again, they started trying to dirty the victim. Now, the police, the Akron police, LeBron James, said that they spotted Jalen Walker's car before the chase that ended in him being shot and killed. Now, they're saying that they knew that New Franklin police had attempted to stop Walker the day before. And only after seeing Walker return to a high-crime area of the city a second time did officers try to stop him. Clay Cozart, who is the president of the Akron Police Union, said officers shared these details with him. And you see, and they get behind the scenes and they create stories. They just basically lie. Cozart said he provided this information to the media this week to give a clearer picture of what officers knew prior to the police chase that ended with Walker being fatally shot. He said Walker wasn't only pulled over for traffic or equipment violations. We felt that bad information needed to be corrected. Just unbelievable. The information he shared, of course, the family was critical. And there should be a federal investigation into this. It's just unbelievable. It's just, you know, 46 shots. How did you four mass murderers who left the scene of their crimes and came back? I mean, not came back, but they left the scene of their crime and they were arrested with no problem. And they were, and when the police officers approached these people, these four people, and there's more I can quote, they all took them all into custody without a problem. Knowing what they did, they knew that Nicholas Cruz killed 26 people. They knew that the top supermarket shooter killed 10 black folks. They knew that the Highland Park shooter killed 7 people. They knew that James Holmes had killed 11 people, I believe it was, in the theater in Colorado. They knew. Now, they didn't know what Jalen Walker did. But they knew what these four individuals had done. What happened? Took them into custody? No problem. No problemo, man. And you hate to, you know, pull a race card or whatever have you want to call it. You just hate to do that. But when you look at the facts, and that's what we deal with here on the Ron Kelly Show, the facts. When you look at the facts, you can see what's going on here. And it's that the black folks get killed and the white folks get a Burger King. You can say what you want to say about me because most of you know I'm fearless. 22 minutes past the hour on StreamYard, the streaming service for the Ron Kelly Show. But yeah. Yesterday would have been his 26th birthday. And they chased his man down and shot him 40 times. But what's more disappointing than anything else is the response nationwide from the black community. I am so disappointed and just depressed that black folks, they still want to go on Facebook and put the pictures of their feet and their food, and look at me over here, look at me, I went to the park, look at me, I'm in Bahamas, and black folks just, and see, and this is why the stuff keeps happening. This is why the stuff keeps happening, because the black folks just don't care. They just don't care. And that's why the stuff keeps happening. You're too busy putting your food and whatever else you're doing, which nobody really gives a rip about what you're doing. And black folks are so busy on Facebook posting nonsense and not even paying attention to what's going on. So the apathy that's taking place, it's just sad. It's sad that black people are not paying attention to what's going on with black people. This is unbelievable. It's completely unbelievable. I don't get it. And it is so depressing and it is so demeaning to look around and you look on Facebook and some of the other media platforms and you don't even see black people that are even saying nothing about Jalen Walker. They're not saying, you know, they took the Tops supermarket shooter to kill 10 black people. They took him into custody with not a problem. Nobody's talking about the Highland Park shooter killed 7 people. And like I said, they knew that he killed 7 people. With the Tops supermarket shooter, they knew that he had killed 10 people. They didn't even put this asshole on the ground. They knew what they had done. They knew what James Holmes shot up the movie theater. They knew. They knew. Even Timothy McVeigh going way back 1995, 96 with the Oklahoma City, with the Oklahoma City bombing. Even in Timothy McVeigh, who set up a bomb that killed over 300 people, taken into custody with no problem. But Jalen Walker, what did he do? He was black, and that's why he got shot. But I'm telling you, I am so, so disappointed that black folks are just kind of still putting the pictures on Facebook, still self-centered and selfish, still putting the pictures of the feet, which a lot of your feet are ugly anyway. I mean, it's just annoying. Pictures of food. Look at me. I'm over here. I got this award. My kid graduated. Yada, 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 yada. And aliens came down from wherever and went on Facebook. They would think that we were all perfect because you don't see nothing bad on Facebook. Only like the news agencies, NBC, CBS, ABC, blah, blah, blah. They post like bad stuff when they want to talk about crime and stuff like that. But the people who are on Facebook, you're not going to see nothing bad. And I'm just so disappointed. I'm disappointed and I'm dismayed. And I just don't understand why black people are just standing around while our young men are getting murdered and our black folks are just standing around and, you know, continuing to put pictures of their food and their sneakers and their car and their house and, you know, hey, I'm in the backyard. Hey, who gives a F? Who cares? Our people are dying on the streets of the United States of America and nobody wants to do anything about it. Nobody wants to do anything about it. Oh, the phone number to call in is 646-668-2838. That's 646-668-2838. Somebody just reminded me about the phone number. You got about 20 minutes left to call into the program. 646-668-2838. You want to get at me? You want to challenge me? I'm right here for you. It's the Ron Kelly Talk Radio Show. So yeah, it's just depressing that our people are just standing around and not doing anything. I'm not saying go out and kill cops or anything like that. That wouldn't be a good idea. But these injustices continue to take place and black folks just kind of shrug their shoulders and move on. We've been shrugging our shoulders for so long. This stuff is never going to stop. This stuff is never going to stop. Never. Ever. Okay, we'll take a break and we'll come back with more of the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on Block. Not only is it on blogtalkradio.com, it's on Facebook, it's on Twitter, and it's on YouTube. We'll be right back. All right, and we are back, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com, and we're also on Twitter feed, Facebook, and YouTube. I need to let you guys know that the views and opinions expressed here are exclusively those of my own, or those of myself, rather, and the R. Kelly Media Enterprises, LLC, and not those of anyone associated with my radio program. Thank you so much. Whew. 17 minutes before the hour. Actually, it's not 17 minutes. Yeah, it is 17 minutes before the hour. Okay. 17 minutes before the hour. Okay. Yeah, 17 minutes before the hour, for real. I still have a half hour to go on StreamYard, but I'm going to end the shows at the same time because one of the shows started a little later, you know, than the other one. So, yeah. Jalen Walker. And everybody just, oh, howdy doodies. You know, my pictures of me at the House Music Festival, that's more important than, you know, until somebody in your family dies. And then once somebody in your family dies, you want to jump headfirst into the movement when somebody in your family dies. But until that happens, oh, well, wasn't me. Wasn't me. No. Oh, whatever. Wasn't me. And this is, has been the mentality for a long time. This is why things are the way they are. You know what I'm saying? This is why this stuff continues to happen, because we shrug our shoulders and move on. And just like there's going to be another mass shooting, there's going to be another black man. Maybe even me. Don't alarm yourselves anymore, by the way. Yeah, so thanks once again to my sponsor, Amica and Porterfield Transportation. Okay. So, this tonight is going to be a, tonight, there's going to be another prime time broadcast. Another prime time broadcast. The Democrats are bringing it home. The Democrats are bringing it home. You see, because this, is, I mean, yeah, it's important to find out what happened. It's important to find out what happened with January 6th, what Trump's role was in it. But you see, when you look at the thing, the whole thing, is I've watched it and I've studied most of it, some of it, and there's nothing that you can blame Trump. The only thing you can actually have, the only evidence they actually have on Trump, from what I see, was when he called, and it has nothing to do with January 6th, when he called Brad Raffensperger, who was the Secretary of State of Georgia. You know, all Secretary of States oversee elections in that state. And the only thing I see that Trump actually did was when he called Brad Raffensperger and tried to get him to give him another 11,000 votes so he could win Georgia, create another 11,000. Other than that, I don't see where Trump actually, where there's anything that's applicable, anything that's prosecutorial, because he's a former president and you can't really do a whole lot with him anyway. Now, there's more stuff that Trump did in the state of New York than he did as president. And the only thing, that is another thing, there's another hearing tonight, Thursday night, like Thursday night football. The only thing that I see that he's guilty of was trying to get the Secretary of State of Georgia to falsely put more votes in the pot. That's the only evidence where you hear his voice, you hear him talk, and Trump has voice, very distinctive. You can't miss it. And Trump is heard on the phone with Brad Raffensperger, who is the Secretary of State of Georgia, begging for votes. That's the only thing. I don't see anything else. I mean, yeah, okay, he sat back. He didn't do anything. He watched on TV. He laughed. He joked. I mean, you can't convict him of anything in regards to that. You can't even really convict him of you can't even really convict Trump of dereliction of duty. So this whole thing, you know, and I'm down with the Democrats. Don't get me wrong. I'm a progressive. Even though there's a lot of problems I have with the Democrats, I'm still down with them. Like many of us who want Biden to want somebody younger and more dynamic to run instead of an 84-year-old or 82-year-old, I think he'll be. No, 84-year-old Joe Biden. So there are lots of Democrats, including myself, who want someone else to run. Because Biden, by the time that, he's even older than Trump. And I'm not trying to be, insensitive toward older folks. Because you're the president, this guy is 82 years old. In 2 years, he'll be 84. So if he wins again, he'll be 88 when he leaves office. And he'll have to leave office. 11 minutes before the hour. Yeah, we're gonna cut off the StreamYard broadcast at the same time that we cut off the Blog Talk Radio broadcast, or vice versa, however you want to call it. So yeah, so this whole thing is, it's crunch time, and the midterms are coming up in November, and the Democrats can't afford to lose not even one seat, not even one. Now, the House is a different story, but the Senate, they can't afford to lose any seats, period. So, yeah, while we do want to find out what went on that day with all these hearings, but the flip side of that is to dirty the Republicans. And they're doing a pretty good job of themselves. Like I said when I opened the show, what kind of ghoulish monster would want a 10-year-old girl? What kind of ghoulish monster would want a 10-year-old girl to carry a baby? The term. I mean, it's just outrageous. So the Indianapolis doctor who provided the abortion to the 10-year-old girl has to sue the Attorney General of Indiana, Todd Rokita, for security and reputational harm. Because the Indiana Attorney General, now they left your state. They left your state. And they went somewhere else. And now, it's just ghoulish. It's ghoulish that it's ghoulish that Republicans, it's ghoulish that Republicans force a 10-year-old rape victim to leave Ohio. Absolutely ghoulish. How could you even, a 10-year-old girl has not even started life yet. A 10-year-old girl. And she's expected she's expected to carry a baby to term, a 10-year-old girl, a baby, a rape baby. From what I understand, they did test the rapist. There was hardly any focus on the rapist. There was nobody cared. Just like Jaylan Walker and Black folks. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Yeah. Just ghoulish that the Attorney General of Indiana is trying to destroy the reputation of the abortion doctor. You see, this is how rape of children is happening all over the world. And I look, especially in the states or in the countries that don't have the criminal justice system that we have. But then he had the nerve to turn around and say that it was a fake story. I mean, just completely unbelievable. Unbelievable. I just don't get it. It's unbelievable. It's 6:30, 7 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And you're listening to The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, and Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Yeah, and it's sad. Black folks just don't, I mean, Jaylan Walker shot 46 times. 46 times by police. Black folks, let me get back to my food picks. Hey, look at these sneakers. Look at my car. I'm in my backyard. Jaylan Walker is in the ground, and you still posting pictures of nonsense. Not even caring. See, the black folks who could have gotten away should have flooded that area in Ohio. Should have flooded it. Should have been like a million man. Hundreds of thousands of black folks from all over the country should have gone to Jaylan Walker's defense. What happened? My food pick is more important. Me at the gym is more important. Who gives a rip of who gives an F about you going to the gym? Nobody. Even your friends don't care. I had to learn that because I became, I was fake, and this is not to beat up Facebook, but I had to mature, Facebook mature, because I used to put everything I did on Facebook, pictures of my car, when I went to the gym, when I went out to eat, take a picture of the plate, whenever I went anywhere, I put a bunch of pictures on Facebook. This is going back a while. But I had to become Facebook mature, meaning that I don't have to put everything that I do on Facebook. I don't have to put on Facebook if I'm at the gym. I don't have to put on Facebook if I go out to eat. I don't have to do that. So I stopped doing all of that stuff. And not for nobody else, but for me. So sometimes you got to grow up in things. You got to grow up in Twitter. You got to grow up in Facebook. You got to grow up in Instagram. Because when you first, encounter it, it's like a kid. You're like a kid in a candy store with some of these social media outlets. Like a kid in a candy store. Like it's like, wow, Wonderland. And it was like that for me in the beginning. I used to put everything I did, every move I made, I would put it on Facebook. But I grew up. I grew up. It's not to say that you haven't grown up, but I grew up and I stopped putting everything I do on Facebook. And I started to learn. See, I use Facebook to further my career, not just to put pictures of my car or pictures of my house or yada, yada, yada. Look at this food. I'm in my backyard. Blah, blah, blah. Look at my car. These sneakers are nice. Yada. I mean, you don't do that anymore. Because I had to grow up and become Facebook mature. Okay, it's 3 minutes before the hour. Yeah, so black folks should have inundated Ohio with black faces. But we didn't do it. Just don't care. And it's sad that black people just don't care enough to do anything. You might care, but you can't care from the sidelines. This guy is dead. Shot 46 times by the police. Chased down like a dog and killed. And take a picture of my car, look at my house, yada, yada, yada. Oh, my God. Just awful. And this stuff is going to keep happening. Trust me. Believe you me. This stuff is going to keep happening. Black men are going to continue to be shot. And just towns will write the check, like Akron, Ohio, will have to write a check, a big one, for Jaylan Walker's family. And that's what it's turned into. Kill a black person, write a check. Kill a black person, write a check. Cops go back to work. The only time I ever been on paid leave is when I got hurt on the job and I got workman's compensation. That's the only time I ever got paid for being home. But see, but this is the issue. Like, they do what they do, and then they tell them to go home. Paid leave. Paid administrative leave. Okay, it's 90 seconds to go on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. We are still on StreamYard, though. StreamYard has about 14 minutes. The show started at different times. Apologize for that. I was having some trouble with the internet. I wonder if the internet can feel heat. But yeah, black folks should have overwhelmed Ohio. But no, look at my house, look at my car, look at this, look at that. Shout out to Frank Chesney. I'm not sure who that is, but I've never seen that name before. But welcome and thank you for joining me. Yeah, I have to respond to some of these. Unbelievable. Biden has COVID. Wow. Unbelievable. Biden has COVID. And you knew he was going to get it sooner or later. Just hopefully he survives it so otherwise Kamala Harris is going to be president of the United States. All right, everybody. It's the Block Talk Radio is off already. Okay. Thanks, everybody, who listened to the radio show on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, and we're about to break out of here. It's 8 o'clock, so we're going to break out of here. I want to thank you all for joining me, those who didn't, you missed the treat. We'll be back next Thursday evening at 7 p.m. with another edition of The Ron Kelly Show. So it's who, and I like to say, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together, but together we can have it all. Jaylan Walker.
What's up?
I know. I just asked. Thank you.
Thank you.